Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hey, we could have had people. We got people on the stream listening in the mountain time zone right now, right? I can just imagine that's how I cover for my errors. David Strom from hotair.com coming up after the top of the hour. There's some really good reporting in the Free Beacon from our friend Jessica Cotescu on the border crackdown, but not on the migrants coming over the border, something else coming over the border, which has been pretty significant. Jessica's with us this afternoon. How are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Thanks so much for having me.
You were already on my radar because you are a semi-regular guest, but then my friend Scott Jennings said that you were on his show yesterday, and I thought, well, this is a perfect opportunity to swipe a guest from Scott. So that's one of the reasons you're on today. But he's awesome. He's been on my show for many, many years. But really, good reporting here, Jessica, because this is something that I would argue is not being discussed anywhere else in the media, and this is sort of an indirect correlation to the border crackdown that you discovered about fentanyl.
Certainly. Basically, looking at official data from Customs and Border Protection, fentanyl seizures compared to last year are basically cut in half. And really, the fentanyl epidemic coming from the southern border really reached its peak in 2023. But even in comparison to last year, it's been halved every single month since President Trump's taken office. For instance, while in June it was only a 42% decrease, in May it was a 70% drop. And so I've spoken to a few subject matter experts, and they really gave credit to the Trump administration for their overarching crackdown at the border.
But what's interesting to me in your reporting is that this is not necessarily because they're catching less fentanyl. It's because the cartels are worried about the Trump policies. They're not trafficking as much. They've backed off. That's what you've discovered, correct?
Yes, essentially. The numbers are an accurate representation of how much fentanyl is being trafficked because, they can't figure out, the cartels don't have many months to figure out new ways to smuggle fentanyl across the border. If they already had these options, they would have done it before, the Trump administration came in. They're just not sending in as much fentanyl because they know it's been a priority of the Trump administration. And the Trump administration has really also put the onus on the Mexican government to really deal with their own problem. But I mean, we've seen already like a sweeping range of actions, right? Like with designating the terrorist cartels, designating the cartels as terrorist organizations, all the strikes we've been seeing out in the Caribbean, everything added up together just really shows that the cartels do not want the attention of the American government. And really, they're afraid.
Some of this is really not too difficult to understand from the previous administration perspective. In other words, as you point out, you have, I don't even know what the number ends up being, 12 million people that are just streaming across the border. And then fentanyl seizures between 2022 and 2023, they skyrocketed, right? They're up by 89%.
Right.
Well, that obviously makes sense because you got more people coming over the border. And I guess now the flip side is true outside of the fact, though, that it seems like the cartels are adjusting what they're doing because of the Trump policy. It's hard for me to believe, though, that they're just going to give up. Are they going to go toward other products here? You, I think, say in your reporting that they're looking at markets outside of the U.S. like Europe while trying to bring other things here to America.
Certainly. Obviously, they're not going to give up. The cartels became, you know, multi-billion dollar businesses during the Biden administration. So they have to make up their revenue somehow. What they've been doing with the fentanyl that they have is that, yes, they've been looking for alternative markets, one of those being Europe. There's been a large uptick in fentanyl in Europe. What they're also doing is just they're just shifting to other drugs that aren't necessarily on a priority list for the administration. Like, for instance, there's been a small uptick in methamphetamine coming over from the southern border. They're going to try to get their revenue in some other way, but it's not fentanyl. And, you know, as we know, and as, you know, your listeners know, fentanyl is just the most dangerous drug. And it's already killed so many million Americans. And even I think during the Biden administration, the Department of Homeland Security seized enough fentanyl to kill 14 billion people. So the fact that fentanyl has been halved compared to last year is just an astronomical success.
That's succeeding. You know, look, it's hard because I know for certain that there are probably people listening right now whose families have been devastated by some of this stuff. There's a pretty good PSA that's been running. I saw it on Fox this morning where they have these kids that are trying fentanyl, you know, normal suburban kids, and that's what's happened. This has not been just like an inner city crack epidemic. These are kids from well-off families in many situations, and they get heavily addicted. But the PSA shows just what one little piece of fentanyl can do to you, kill you, leaving your family without you moving forward. I mean, it's just devastating how many families have been, you know, caught in the crossfires of this particular epidemic. And it's almost like we don't talk about it. You know, it was brought up a little bit during the presidential campaign, but all this stuff is kind of, you know, in the background. Families have to deal with these tragedies, but it never really gets discussed that much in the media.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Yeah, devastating consequences. But of course, you know, a lot of the mainstream media doesn't want to give credit where credit is due. And credit is very much due to the Trump administration for this, at least according to the experts that I've spoken to. It's been they've done all of these things, you know, sending in more agents at the border, expanding the drone fleets that CBP has. All of these separate actions has made a real impact. And I guess will continue to make a big impact. So I look forward to keeping a track of the numbers, and then maybe I'll come back and let you know if they've gone down even more.
It will. So you did a little. Before I let you go, let me ask you a little bit. You did some reporting on the the Virginia AG race and the governor's race there, and Jay Jones, and you covered the debate last week. It's been just absolutely mysterious for me to sit here in the middle of the country and really not understand how this guy has not been condemned by more Democrats and how he has not pulled out of the race. Now, I had a panelist on my show last week. I do a little roundtable on Fridays, a political roundtable. And one of the answers that one of my Democrats said is because, well, you know, they can't take his name off the ballot. And his point was, if it was a few months ago and they could replace the name off the ballot, all these Democrats would be falling in line. But they can't because they're worried that they're going to lose the seat, which seems, you know, pretty reckless to me. But he didn't do so well at that debate last week, did he?
No, I was there in person. It went pretty much as well as you could have expected. I mean, Meares, I think the Republican candidate, did really, really well. I mean, you know, Jay Jones repeatedly said that, you know, I take responsibility for my actions and for my comments and that they were horrible, et cetera. But how are you taking responsibility? You can't just say that you're taking responsibility. Like, what does that mean? What action is that? You know, you really have to, you have to drop out at that point. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, you should be running anymore.
It's bad. It's unbelievable. It really is that, you know, even people like Tim Kaine are saying, well, that was horrific, but I've known this guy for 25 years. That's fine. You don't have to drop. No one's asking you to drop your friendship with Jay Jones, right? If you still think he's a stand-up guy. But I think when you look at the facts of this case and you match them up with the particular office that he's seeking in Virginia, it makes it even more egregious. Look, this would be bad if it was a city council, you know, race here in suburban St. Louis, but it's even more crazy that it's on the statewide level. I mean, it's just difficult to understand how the guy is still in that race, Jessica. It really is.
And that's exactly the point that Jason Meares said, made too, during the debate. He said that if he were to apply for a prosecutor, for a job at a prosecutor's office, he would not even pass a background check. So,
yeah. Unbelievable. So do you have a gut check on whether Winsome Sears is closing the gap with Abigail Spanberger? I think Spanberger is still the favorite, right? Winsome is the lieutenant governor. I'm rooting for any gut check on how that's going to close here in the next couple of weeks.
I think the AG race is very much in the favor of the Republican candidate, Meares. I think, yes, for the governor's race, you know, Winsome Sears is closing the gap. I'm not sure if it's going to be enough because, just from my knowledge, I know that the governor's race in Virginia typically goes the opposite of the White House.
Yeah.
So because Trump, a Republican, is in the White House, it didn't really matter who the candidate was going to be. It was already going to be a very tough fight. So I guess we'll see. There's 2.5 weeks left, maybe.
Yeah, not very much. Glenn Youngkin, you know, wasn't favored to win in the first place, I don't think, either. And then that race ended up being very different. So we'll see. I don't know how much the anti-Trump sentiment and then, you know, government workers and all that could be a factor. But look, they've been voting out there for a couple of weeks with the early voting, too.
Yeah, it started 2-3 weeks ago. I'm not really sure. I'm not up to date on the numbers. But, you know, I think most people, or at least more than half, end up voting on election day. So, you know, they're still, you know, they're both Winsome Sears and Abigail Spanberger are going to be going across all the entire state of Virginia, you know, making several stops every day, you know, last second efforts.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see if it pays off.
We're keeping an eye on it from here in the Midwest. Jessica Kosescu, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Jessica. Always great to have you on.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.